Amen. Welcome to church, church. We are so thankful that you are here. We are so thankful that you chose to worship with us this morning. We want to just point out a few things with you. As we always say, this little guide here is called a bulletin. This is your guide. This is your lifeline for the week. And we want to make sure that you are aware of what is happening in the life of Flat Creek Baptist Church. And that's how you know, is based on this bulletin right here. So if you turn open your bulletin and you can look on this left-handed page, is what I really want to just point out to you tonight. Tonight at 6:30, it is going to be a special time at the Life of Flat Creek Baptist Church. Pastor Mike Stone, he is the president of the Georgia Baptist Mission Board. He is going to be speaking here tonight. And we are having what we call the Next Gen Georgia Preaching Conference through the month of January on Sunday nights at 6:30. So we want to invite you all back tonight and be here for a part of that. You will be blessed, I guarantee it. We just want you to be here for that. Also starting in January, tomorrow night, we're having Go Nights. We are delivering donuts to the fire stations in Fayette and Coweta County. So we want you guys to be here for that. Six o'clock on Monday night for our Go Night starting tomorrow night. Be here for that. Johnny W. Has anybody ever heard of Johnny W. before? Man, I tell you what, guys. February 14th, we have your date night planned out for you, okay? I know there's a whole lot of men in here that are last minute like me, right? All you need to do is show up, pay $15. You get dinner and a show right here at Flat Creek Baptist Church to see Johnny W. February the 14th. So make sure that you're scheduling. You can register for that online. I think you can even pay at the door for the show. So be here for that as well, okay? The very last thing I want to point out to you, you see this big brown paper sack here. These are all located on the front pew, and we want to encourage you to grab one of these paper sacks, and there is a list of items that you can put in that paper sack. And this is all beneficial to the Fayette Samaritans, so we want you to be a part of that. You can fill up that paper sack and bring it back to the fellowship hall just when you get that bag filled up. We're going to continue to worship now. Pastor Dustin's going to continue to lead us.
Good morning. Y'all stand and worship with us this morning. Sing this out with me. We've waited. The reason we're here.
Show us your glory. Show us your
so happy you're here this morning. Step out and greet someone around you.
You're a good, good father.
It's who you are. We serve a great Father, don't we? He's called us. He's redeemed us. He lavishes us with His love, His grace, His mercy. He's given us a direction through His Word. He gives us truth. In a world that seems full of fake news, we can open up the breath of God and find truth. He can even hear the broken and contrite spirit. In fact, the scripture says He's very near to those who are brokenhearted. I don't want to seem so naive enough that you've come through the doors this morning and there is a need, there is a petition, there is a burden on your heart this morning. Right here in the beginning of our worship, you just need to say, Father, You're a good, good Father, and I need to lay this at Your feet. I don't know if that's you this morning, but we're going to have this little time right here where we open up the altar, if you will. Maybe you want to make an altar right where you sit. That's perfectly fine. But the whole moment in this sacred moment is that we can cast everything aside and just bend our knees, bow our hearts, and fix our eyes on our good, good Father. He's here. We need to invite ourselves. We need to incline our ear to what He has for us. So whether you feel so led to step out of that pew, you come, whether you're deacon, Sunday school teacher, you're a choir, you're our worship leader, whether you're up there in the sound booth, it'll be okay. You come on down. Let's bend our knees here. Let's bow our hearts together. Whether you want to make an altar right where you sit, that's perfectly fine. But friends, let's bow together this morning and focus our attention on our good, good Father. Let us pray. Father, this morning in the name of Jesus, we declare to You corporately, You are a good, good Father. We thank You for hearing our prayers. We thank You for Jesus who makes intercession for us right now. Lord, it is You who gives, and we thank You so much for the wonderful blessings of life. Father, You also take away. We thank You for Your Spirit that comforts us in such difficult times. Lord, may this hour be a demonstration of us turning to You and saying, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hear our prayers, receive our singing as exaltation to You that would bless Your name. Father, we rejoice that You are here. Your presence is here. So, Father, this hour we incline our ears to Yours. Speak to us through Your Word, through singing, through the teaching. God, we'll be so very careful to give You all the praise and all the glory. Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, and all God's people's children said, amen and amen. As folks are making their way back to their seats, children, you're dismissed for worship as well, and we're going to continue our worship together this morning.
Stand and worship with us again this morning. You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Hidden glory in creation, now revealed in You.
Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Sing this out.
Death could not hold you, the veil torn before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again.
You have no rival.
You have no rival, and you have no equal. Now and forever, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
What a powerful name.
What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Sing that again. What a power.
What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Continue worshiping with us. Sing this out in faith this morning. Be thou my vision.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, thy day or thy night, waking or sleeping.
Amen. That's wonderful singing. You may be seated. And gentlemen, you can make your way forward as we continue to worship through our tithes and our offerings. I want to thank you every single week for your generosity that allows us to go out into Fayette County, Coweta County, and share the wonderful grace of Jesus like we're going to do tomorrow, and bringing those donuts to all those firemen all over our community just to share the love of Christ in such a practical way. Thank you for doing that, and for allowing folks like the president of the Georgia Baptist Mission Board to come here tonight to speak to us and to preach to us. And I encourage you to make an effort to come back tonight to hear us. I know you'll be blessed, and I just know it'll be a great encouragement as we kick off the new. This is like spiritual vitamins, all right, for the new year as we get going. And like that, Go Knights, we're going to be right now. There's a little game on tomorrow. I don't want you to be discouraged by that 6 o'clock time. I promise we'll have you home in plenty of time to get there, to get comfortable. And we praise the Lord for DVR, right? No. That's not blasphemy in the Lord's house, all right? Let's go to the Lord. We need to pray now, don't we? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We thank you so much for the way that you've richly blessed our lives. It's a desire of our heart to give back to you. Would you use this offering for the furtherance of your gospel here locally and globally? In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
I'm going to sing an old song for you this morning. I hope it blesses you. Lily of the valley, let your sweet aroma fill my life. And Rose of Sharon, show me how to live in beauty in God's sight. And fairest of 10,000, make me a reflection of your life. Day star, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. And lead me, Lord, I'll follow anywhere you open up the door. And let your word speak to me, show me what I've never seen before. Lord, I wanna be your witness, 'cause I know you can take what's wrong and make it right. Day star, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Lord, I see a world that's dying, crippled by the master of deceit, groping in the darkness, humbled by the years of past defeat. Oh, but I see you standing near me, Lord, shining with compassion in your eyes, in your eyes. And I pray, day star, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Oh, lead me, Lord, I'll follow anywhere you open up the door. And let your love speak to me and show me what I've never seen before. 'Cause Lord, I wanna be a witness. I know what's wrong and make it right. Day star, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. And lead me, Lord, I'll follow. Anywhere you open up that door. And let your love speak to me. Show me what I've never seen before. 'Cause I wanna be your witness. And I know you can take what's wrong in me and make it right. Day star, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. In the night.
Wonderful job, Dustin. Pastor Dustin, you did a great job. Just like I trained you this week, you did good. Keep working on it. Matthew chapter 28 is where we're going to be this morning. If you have your copy of God's Word, Matthew chapter 28 is where we're going to land as we continue our series, this leadership lesson series of Come, Connect, Grow, Serve, Go. We got you coming. Last week we talked about the value of church membership, and hopefully you've had a chance to reflect on that this week and see the wonderful, wonderful gift God has given us in the value of church membership. And we saw and traced that through the New Testament last week. This week I want us to focus on Engage 2018 through connection. Through connection. And today I want to bring before you and press into you a why Sunday school matters when we talk about engaging 2018, particularly in the Sunday school. John Ortberg wrote a book called Everybody's Normal Till You Get to Know Them. Ain't that the truth? We all seem normal, but a few of us got to couple ticks in our life, right? I said a few of us. I'm including myself there. And in his study, he surveyed 7,000 people for 9 years. Researchers gathered together, they studied the lives of 7,000 people for 9 years. And it was an interesting conclusion when they looked at the end of those 9 years. What they found was this: those who had great eating habits, those who had wonderful eating habits, while they didn't have a strong social game, if you will, they didn't have a strong social base, they didn't have a lot of a community around them, although they ate well and exercised and did all of these things well, yet they found their health actually diminished. But those who had poor eating habits, obesity, could care less about what they were eating, had a strong community around them, actually did better in social atmospheres, in improvement of life and in longevity of life. The study showed that there was a longer longevity to life. And so my suggestion to you this morning is it is far better to eat Twinkies with great godly friends than eat broccoli alone. Amen? How about that for your New Year's diet? We do have a health class beginning tonight at 5 p.m. The Daniel Plan. I shared that yesterday with Chrissy. She wasn't in favor of this illustration. I want to talk to you today about the value of connecting. We long for relationships. In fact, we're wired for them. God himself said it is not good for man to be alone. He hates loneliness. Independence from relationships is independence from God himself. For God himself has even built community in his own DNA, if you will. Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, in himself, in his own character, there is community. For he is present in his body. The church is also independent from the way that he designed his believers to grow. If it is independent, I think it grieves the very heart of God. Henry Cloud warns us of such isolation. Listen to these words from Henry Cloud. A problem exists on every church roll with inactive members who have become disconnected to the body. People cut themselves off from others, and their souls, I love the way he said, their souls are starved for connectedness. They need love, which turns into an unstable hunger for something. Thus, many people feel disconnected from God because they have not connected to his body. The Apostle Paul described the problem this way in Colossians 2, verse 19. He has lost connection with the head, from whom the whole body, supported and held together by its ligaments as God causes it to grow. It was at Stanford University, Dr. Phil Sembraro. He said this statement, loneliness is the most devastating illness of our day. It's hard to believe in a social media world that our students and the next generation, this Generation Z behind us, who will never know life without a smartphone. Allow that to just sink in for a moment. Is yet one of the most loneliest generations of all time. Although we have thousands and thousands of followers. When we look to our grandparents' generation, they can name five people outside of their wife or their spouse that was closely connected to them, that they considered great friends. I look to our students and I look to the generation behind us. Researchers have done the same polling. They found they can name two. Yet we have thousands of people that follow us on Twitter and Instagram, but yet we starve for connectedness. It's Dr. Zambrower's words, loneliness is the most devastating illness of our day. He says this, I know of no more potent killer than isolation. There is no more destructive influence on the physical and mental health than isolation of you from me and us from them. It has been known to be the central agent of depression, paranoia, schizophrenia, rape, suicide, mass murder, and a wide variety of diseases, end quote from Dr. Phil Zimbraro. But what do we do with this broken world? What do we do with this broken world? I hear some of you, we give them Jesus, right? We introduce Jesus to them. There's an agreement to that, but there's not a widespread engagement to that. Trust me, an 191-year-old Flat Creek, rich heredity, we know what we ought to do, right? We evangelize. We connect people to Jesus, the source of their identity. They find themselves and their identity wrapped up into the person of Jesus. And that is the beginning point of finding their truest identity. If you have your copy of God's Word, let's look at Matthew 28 together. Because I think we know what our mission is. In fact, Jesus Christ, the head of the church, has given us soldiers of the cross, our marching orders, found in Matthew 28 and verse 19 and following. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded to you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. So the question, what are we to do? I think is pretty easily answered. Would you agree? Where to go? Where to tell? Where to baptize? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching people to observe. I don't think the struggle is in the what. What I want to submit to you this morning is I think the struggle is in how. How do we do this? How do we go about reaching Fayette County and Coweta County with the gospel of Jesus? How do we do that here at Flat Creek Baptist Church? And what means, what mechanism do we have to reach people who are experiencing such loneliness in their lives? How do we do that? Is it one-on-one? Absolutely. But I think there's something far greater that we can join a part of, that we can grab a hold of, that will reach people in this community more effectively as we do it together. How should we go about reaching this lost and broken community? We must build a strategy that's practical, that's intentional, that its efforts fulfill the what and the how. It has great intentions behind it. And I've been teaching my daughter this little saying. Maybe you've heard it before. Good intentions alone are no better than no intentions unless you get intentional about your good intentions. You just put that right next to your New Year's resolution today, all right? I'm just here to help you. Good intentions alone are no better than no intentions unless you get intentional about your good intention. The question, dear friend, is not are we having a Sunday school? Because I'm going to submit to you and I'm going to suggest to you it is the Sunday school. The question is, are we using Sunday school? Sunday school is this strategy. It is our strategy to reach our community with the gospel of Christ. It is, I submit to you, through the Sunday school that we can win Fayette and Coweta to Christ. But let me explain what Sunday school is not. Sunday school done wrong, it is done wrong when we meet for the sake of meeting. When we just show up. Where we no longer see it as a cause. Sunday school done wrong, it's done wrong when we're uncommitted in our leadership. Sunday school is done wrong when we solely view it for purpose of Bible study and fellowship, albeit those are huge priorities of it, but yet I submit to you, it is incomplete. Every Sunday school should have great instruction in it through the Word of God. Amen? Every Sunday school should have a high priority and premium on relationships. It should be relational because Acts 2:42 exists in our Bible. There was fellowship in the believers. We believe in that, but yet I would submit to you that every single Sunday school class ought to be missional. It ought to be missional in its approach. Sunday school is done wrong when we see biblical knowledge as its end instead of biblical obedience to its end. We're called to be obedient. Sunday school is done wrong when we remove evangelism from Sunday school. It is the arm through which we reach our community. When we are not intentional, we do Sunday school wrong with our purposes and our practices. We must be intentional about it. So I submit to you this morning that Sunday school is the best way, practically and tangibly, to flesh out the command of Christ upon our lives. Small group ministry is the best way to get our arms around the great commission that Christ has given us. So I want to give you three things about Sunday school in this leadership series that we're talking about, coming, connecting. And the first one, Sunday school is to be the reaching arm of our church. It's to be the reaching arm of this church. At Flat Creek Baptist Church, Sunday school is to be the reaching arm of this church. Sunday school puts feet and hands to the cause of our mission. In the worship center, when we gather together, we see the church in worship. Oh, but when you go down there at 9:30, 9:45, 9:50, 10 o'clock for some of y'all, when you get to where your small group is meeting, you see the church at work. The worship center, we're worshiping. In Sunday school, you see the church at work. Jesus repeated his mission for us in Matthew 28 and Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You as a follower of Christ, you are to be witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 19, verse 10, he repeats the purpose. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. In John chapter 3, verse 17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through the world, through him might be saved. In the same gospel, in John chapter 12, verse 47, if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to what? Save the world. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, that we persuade men, but we are well known to God, and I also trust are well known in your conscience, that the Spirit of God is working on you, that we are persuading men. In Acts chapter 8, verse 4, and he reasoned. Not only are we persuading, but Paul is now reasoning in the synagogue every Sabbath, that he's persuading both Jew and Greek. How about in Acts chapter 9, verse 8, and he went to the synagogue and he spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the things of God. My point to you this morning is I find no spiritual or scriptural encouragement to be timid with the gospel. Nowhere do I find that. We're called to tell it boldly. It's encouraging to us to share it with boldness, as it is when Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19 through 20. And for me, the utterances may be given to me that I may open my mouth. What's that word? Boldly, to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Dear friends, evangelism is not something that we do as followers of Jesus Christ. Evangelism is who we are. It's not something that you do. It's the overflow of your life. I get around some of you on Wednesdays, and you can't wait to tell me about that grandson or that granddaughter. You pull out the picture, and you just start to bragging on them. And I love every minute of it. I really do. When we get to talking about our sports teams, oh boy. Oh boy, it just gets downright sinful. We love bragging about our sports teams. Unless you're a Cleveland Browns fan, then you just own it, right? You just own it. Why is it when we talk about the gospel we get timid? This is the most important thing of our life. This is who we are. Our identity is matched with Christ. We're new in him. We're to be bold in sharing the gospel. Listen, friends, there is only one thing that God cannot use. You know what it is? There's one thing that God can't use. It's your silence. It's your silence. You may ask, what does reaching people have to do with the Sunday school class? Reaching people should be the focus of every department in this church. It should be the main focus of what we do. If people are not our focus, then our focus is wrong. That was pretty good. Did y'all catch that? That was pretty good. If people are not our focus is off. I know Pastor Mark has a testimony he wants to share, and I want to encourage him to do that about the power of the Sunday school.
Thank you, Brother Josh. I love telling stories that God has brought to pass over the years from Sunday school. I've watched now over the years people connect with classes, and the most powerful thing that can happen is to see a life change because they have connected with a small group of whatever, however it is, Sunday school, discipleship, small groups. But I want to tell you two quick stories. One was first my first church out of seminary, and I want you to hear two. They're kind of two different stories. First one is when I was in my first church out of seminary working with students and education, I asked our youth teachers, our youth Sunday school teachers, I said, have we contacted all these students on the roll? Have we contacted? Oh, yeah, we've called them all. We know exactly everything about them. But I was seeing some that were not coming, and I said, have we contacted them? Oh, yeah, we've contacted them all. So I said, well, I'm just going to kind of take it on myself to call some of these people. And this is a true story that has stuck with me over all these years, Pastor Josh. It's absolutely true. I took that list of names, and the very first name I called was a young lady that I expected not to find her home. This was during the day. The person that answered the phone was a young lady, and it was actually the young lady that was on the list. And I couldn't figure out why she was not in school. Well, she began to tell me her story, and here was her story. She'd been in high school. She'd made some mistakes. She'd gotten pregnant. She'd had to drop out of school at that time because of it. She was at home raising a child by herself with her parents, and she was so lonely, Pastor Josh, because she didn't have any friends. She had no support system. Very first name I called was this young lady who was at home with raising a baby by herself who had no support system. And I thought to myself, what if she had been plugged into that small group where she had some friends to come around her and love on her and share with her? Now, that's one story. And I just think, what if? Second story is this. Vicki was teaching a class of all ladies, and they had some people on their roll that they were contacting. And one lady they had written and written and written and called and written. And one Sunday, I mean, this has gone on for a long period of time. And one Sunday morning, they were sitting in the classroom, and they looked in the door, and this lady's standing in the door. And she's looking, and they didn't know her. They'd never seen her before. And all of a sudden, she said, I am, and I won't call her name because she could be around here still. I'm not going to call her name. But she was standing in the door. She said, I am, and she called that lady. And she said, I just had to come see what was going on in this class because I keep getting cards and calls, and I just had to come see what's going on here in this Sunday school class. She never left after that. She plugged in, became an active, serving member of that church, connected, serving, and going from that point forward, all because somebody, those ladies reached out to her in that class. You know, there are people in this congregation this morning that are teaching Bible studies tonight that when I came here, they were in the children's department. And I give credit to these Sunday school teachers here who have invested in their life year after year. And now look what God's doing. Not only are they connected and growing, but now they're serving and they're going. What a powerful testimony. When you leave here today, you're going to get a bracelet that says, come, connect, grow, serve, and go. Hope you'll take that and share that and think about the power of connecting with the Sunday school class. There are lots of testimonies like that in here, but these are just a couple of the power that can happen when God works through small groups in Sunday school.
So thankful for you sharing that, Pastor Mark. And the Sunday school truly is the reaching arm of our church, and we're providing an opportunity for you every Monday night at 6 o'clock. We're calling them Go Nights. And my encouragement to everyone in a Sunday school class is to have two people from your Sunday school class present every week on those Monday night outreaches. Two people from every Sunday school class. What God would do with two people in every Sunday school class, dear friends, I think we would have a tremendous opportunity to be the hands and feet of Jesus in this community. Not only are we going to be doing servant evangelism projects, you'll have opportunity to go to new move-ins. You'll have opportunity to visit guests. You'll have opportunity just to go through a roster and just a Sunday school roster and just minister to folks. You can, these beautiful flowers that are here in front of us today in memory of Kate's grandmother who passed away this past week. These will be broken down by some lovely people in our church this week that you can take this out to people in the community and just show them the practical love of God by simply delivering a flower. I went into Starbucks one time and I brought one of these flowers and I said, I just want to thank you all for all that you do for us. And boy, I was a hit there at Starbucks. They just couldn't believe that. And I had a little thing on there just sharing the love of Christ. Christ in a practical way from your friends at Flat Creek Baptist Church. How God could use you on Monday nights. Dear friends, we are the reaching arm. Sunday school is the reaching arm of the church. We should be missional, instructional, relational. But secondly, I want you to know this. Sunday school is the teaching arm of the church. When we talk about engaging in 2018 and we want you to connect into the Sunday school because it is the teaching arm of our church. Our evangelism ought to be directly tied to our discipleship and assimilation. Teaching is so important to the life of this fellowship and the knowledge so people can make sound decisions when they're called upon by the Holy Spirit, that they'll know what the Word of God says. For many homes, there is no Bible training of any kind. And we have an exciting gift that we're going to give you at the end of this service, not just the bracelet, but there's going to be a tangible gift that you can take into your home and you can do Bible studies anytime you want. I cannot wait to introduce that gift to you, but we want to teach you, and we want to not just teach you, we want to model for you what it is like to be a Christ follower. You have the Matthew 28 open, hopefully. I want to just point your attention to one thing. In Matthew 28, verse 19, "Go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all things." Is that what it says? Teaching them all things? Teaching them to observe all things. It changes the dynamic entirely. It literally went back and looked at the original language, teaching them to fulfill. Teaching them to fulfill all things that I have commanded you. We're teaching people how to fulfill the commands of Christ. It's not just information as our goal. It's obedience that transforms our life into more like Christ. I am so encouraged when I listen to a friend of my father-in-law's. You may know his name, General William Boykin. General William Boykin was a commander of the Army Delta Forces. He describes how a commanding officer must identify any of the fallen soldiers by acknowledging a toe tag that matches the body. And General Boykin said he would stare into the cold, gray, dead face, and he would ask himself one question: did I train this soldier to survive? I want to talk to every Sunday school teacher just for one brief moment. You look at that question from General Boykin. Did I train this soldier to survive? For those commanding an army of troops for spiritual battle, church leadership too must ask this question. Like many military soldiers, they need boot camp, they need to be equipped, they need to be ministered with confidence. And we're entrusting you as Sunday school teachers to teach that to them, to not just teach that, but to model that. You say, what am I supposed to teach? How if I engage in 2018 and I come to a Sunday school class and I want to connect, what am I going to learn? You're going to learn how to win the lost through your Sunday school teacher as they model it. You're going to learn your need, if you haven't already, been for baptism. And the joy of identifying that you are with Christ. You're going to learn how to be a part of a church through local membership. You're going to learn to fall in love more deeply with God's Word as we look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even the division of the soul and spirit in the joints and the marrow. It is the discerner of thoughts and the intents of the heart. Your Sunday school teacher is trained to step up there with this blessed book right here and to speak into your life. Dear Sunday school teacher, never open up this book without expecting that God is going to move in the soul of one of your learners in the group. Because of that verse, not only are we to teach them the love of the Word of God, but we're also to teach and model for them the blessing of giving to God. Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 10 says it in this way: bring all the tithes into the storehouse so that there will be enough food in my temple. If you do this, the Lord of heaven's army says, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Listen to what God said. Try me. put me to the test. We're to teach and model that. We're to teach and model that to our Sunday school classes. We're to teach and model what it means to be a soul winner. I love Proverbs 11, verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is what? Wise. Like the original language, it literally means that he who takes souls is wise. There's an aggression there. There's a spiritual aggression there. Not only are we the teaching arm, not only are we the reaching arm, but Sunday school, dear friends, is the ministering arm of the church. It's the ministering arm of the church. You think back, some of the greatest moments in my life, I'm sure is yours as well, is when you had an opportunity to minister to someone. Sometimes we forget the important value of ministering, or we downplay the significance of it. In Matthew 25, we read where Jesus identified with a seemingly insignificant ministry task that had a huge value. You'll remember this. He mentioned giving a cup of cold water, and you have a prophet's reward. He mentioned clothing the poor. He mentioned visiting the sick. In the church, we sometimes lose sight of that fact. We sometimes get stuck in the trap of maintaining the institution. This places us in a place of bondage. We're not here to maintain an institution. We're here to minister to people for the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ. As much as I love gathering with the whole local church for corporate worship, there's something powerfully unique about the intimate gathering around in a small group. I like to say it in this way. Life change happens in circles, not in rows. When you get one-on-one with people, and I'll illustrate it this way. Some of you aren't sold on that. I could just tell by the look in your face. Name for me three sermons that you've heard that just... I want to know their points, too. And so every good Baptist sermon's got 3 points in a poem, so I want you to quote those to me. I want to know the 3 points, the text of your five. I'm going to do 5 of your top sermons that you've ever heard. Don't look at your notes right now. Some of you are cheating. 5. Some of you are not. I'm looking at some of the honest people in the room, too, saying, you got me. Now, here's the test, all right? We're ready. We're taking a little test. Name 5 people now that have absolutely changed your life. That's much easier to do. As much as I love to gather around the Word of God, it's the fuel, it's the doctrinal fuel that keeps us going and keeps us in the lane. But dear friends, I suggest to you that people radically change our lives. Get connected to a Sunday school class. Get in that circle and look each other in the face and talk about the real issues. What will you find when you get into a Sunday school class? As you get in that intimate way, you'll find personal discovery. You'll have an opportunity to ask questions. You don't have an opportunity to ask questions right now. In fact, if you stand up and you raise your hand, we have security ready for you at that point. So this isn't a place where you do that. But in the Sunday school, we welcome it. Ask your questions. Feel free. Learn and grow. Grow in your faith. Number 2, you'll find smaller communities are more effective. They're more effective. I had the joy and the privilege of being a minister of education for 3 years. I absolutely loved it. And Brother Mark will testify, every Sunday school class in this church is entirely different. I mean, we're all trying to hit the same principles I've just explained to you, but each one has a different DNA. Jump into one and find the DNA that you can connect into, that you will learn this number 3 principle. If you jump into a Sunday school, you'll find deeper friends. Friends that one you can socialize with together, that you can fellowship with, that you can laugh and you can have fun with together. Study together. Jump into the Word of God together. Serve together. Well, lastly, and I can't tell you how important this is, because I see it week in, week out, every week, you'll have an opportunity to suffer with one another. Some of you are nodding your head because you've walked that road with some folks in your Sunday school class. You've suffered alongside of them. You've wept alongside of them. dear friends, that I just sat back and looked and into my life over this last year and what I've seen at Flat Creek. I've seen college students, graduates, and professionals drive all the way over to Alabama because one of their friends was hurt, and just sit there and minister to them, not by words, but simply by their presence. I've seen Sunday school classes carry meals to members who are going through a surgery, and those members would sit there and pray, and they would wait with the family just to be the physical, tangible representative that God is here. And they prayed and interceded for that couple. I've seen Sunday school classes carry meals to a member who's lost a loved one. They've wept with them at the graveside. I have been with Sunday school classes as we've sit and we watch their loved one pass on into glory as we heard from our phone on the beloved's chest, Beulah Land, Beulah Land. And we'd sit there and we would rejoice as he would walk into the presence of God. I have seen the Sunday school classes cry with a member who is hurting. I want to just share the value of connectedness through my own personal life. I'm a pastor, and I was pastoring, and I loved pastor, but I'm here to tell you, too, pastors sin. Pastors make mistakes, and there was a season in my life, and I've always believed in being a part of a Sunday school class. I love my Sunday school class. I'm pretty irregular, but they help me. They minister to me, and I got away from my class. And even in the midst of that, as pastoring, I was filled with fear, anxiety, frustration, led to anger, and I was broken. I didn't trust anybody. I was hurt. I was hurt. And I went into isolation mode. And I started making more poor decisions because I was in isolation mode. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You don't have to raise your hand. Maybe you've been there. And I was so frustrated. And I went to a coffee shop. I was sitting there, minding my own business. And in walked Justin Henderson, who was in our class. His father married my wife and I. I love this family dearly, and it's a tremendous blessing to my life. And he sat down at a table, just like that front one there. I said, Josh, I want to know what's going on, man. I can see it all over you. Something's really bothering you. That coffee shop became a tabernacle for me. It became a worship center for me. It became a counseling center for me as well. I began to open up and share some of the deepest hurts in my life that have just been hindering me, that I couldn't just get over. And I shared with him as a brother looked me in the face. He said, you're making poor choices. God loves you. Don't go down this path. Josh, don't go down this path. 1 Peter says it in this way. I'll never forget. I went home and I journaled this because his words were so true. 1 Peter chapter 4 says, Josh, we as followers of Christ are to administer grace to one another. Would you allow me just to administer grace to you right now and just listen to you? And I've just unloaded. And I poured my heart out. And that day, dear friends, he administered grace to me. One of the reasons why you need to connect to a Sunday school class, you need someone to look you in the face, sit you down at a coffee shop table, look across the table from you and say, don't go down this path. Let me administer grace to you. Come on back. God loves you. Come on back. That day I left that coffee shop changed. I confessed my faults to a brother, and James chapter 5, verse 16 says, and you will be healed. This is what we call the invitation. If some of you in a Sunday school class, you need to administer grace to your class. There's some of you students right now, you're walking through a tough time. You need to administer grace to one another and pray for one another. You need to wrap your arms around someone right now and say, I'm going to grab a hold of you right now, and I'm going to be the tangible feeling that God is near you. He's near the brokenhearted. God's near you. Some of us need to step out in obedience. I think all this sounds great, but you've never trusted Jesus to be your Savior. You need to come, place your faith and trust in Christ. He'll receive you. Allow the Holy Spirit of God to administer grace to your soul today and free you and heal you. Some of you need to step out in obedience and join this place as your faith fellowship. Say, what do I have to do? You just have to come forward. And Brother Mark, Brother Ryan, myself, will be here to receive you, administer grace to you, and welcome you into this family of God. There may be another particular burden. You just simply need to come. This is the space. This is the time that you come, dear friend. You come. Let's bow together. I want you to be obedient to the Lord's leading now. Maybe it's to administer grace to someone in this room. Maybe it's simply just to come and ask the Holy Spirit of God to touch your life. You come. How the Lord leads, you come. Whether it's for baptism, whether it's for salvation, whether it's for church membership or any other thing, the Spirit of God is leading you to. You come right now. You be obedient to the first word we begin to sing. You come, you come, you come. Father, it's in the name of Jesus. Give us boldness to be obedient to what you've called us to. We love you. We thank you for what you're going to do in these moments. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing. You come as the Lord leads. You come, dear friend. You come.
Lord, I come and I confess. Bowing here, I find my rest. And without you, I fall apart. And you're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you, my one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you.
Don't we serve a great, great God? So thankful for the many folks who are responding today. You may be seated. And I mentioned there was a big surprise at the end of the service, and I want to share with you what that surprise is. The church has invested into Right Now Media. And what that means is we have thousands and thousands of Bible studies. You may have already received, if you're a member of this church, an email this week. There are thousands of Bible studies right now at your disposal that you can use, that you can pass along, that you can share with a friend. We're talking from Matt Chandler to you name it. It's there for finances, for marriages, for children. It's like Bible studies with Netflix combined. You know what I'm saying? And you can choose. It's a streaming service that you can just tap into, grow in the grace and knowledge. And I'm going to just turn our eyes to the screens now. We can watch a little bit about this and begin to flesh this out a little bit, talk about it. It's a gift from us to you to enrich your spiritual life in 2018. We want you to engage. We want you to come, connect, grow, serve, and go. Let's turn our eyes to the screen and check this out.
Our church is a light in the darkness, a city on a hill. Every believer is called to make a difference in the world, to love God completely, and to make disciples of every nation. But in this busy, mobile, noisy world, it can be difficult to even do the basics, to pray, to read the Word, to bring the love of God to our marriages, families, neighbors, and co-workers. We know you're here because you want to be a part of God's mission on the earth. You want to experience the abundant life that Scripture talks about. You're looking to connect your faith to every part of your life, every day of the week. That's why our church is subscribing to Right Now Media and making it available for free to every member of our church. You'll have access to over 10,000 online Bible study videos on parenting, marriage, finance, discipleship, leadership, and many more. The videos can be used in Bible study groups or for personal devotion. There's also a huge library of safe biblical kids videos. We'd love to see every member of our church utilizing Right Now Media. Small group leaders leading their adult or youth groups through engaging Bible study series. Children enjoying safe programming that doesn't just entertain, but helps lay a strong spiritual foundation. Families spending quality time together, going through devotional Bible studies. Couples using biblical studies on marriage, parenting, and finance. Applying God's Word to every area of their lives. There is something for everyone. We want to help you grow as a disciple of Christ, and we want to help you become a disciple maker in your home, your school, your workplace, your neighborhood, in whatever mission field God has called you to. We believe that this free resource will help equip and unleash you to live out your faith in every area of life, to experience God-centered, abundant life, not just on Sundays, but every day. We are for you, and God is for you. He wants to empower you every day to live for Him. Together, we can be a light in the darkness, a city on a hill.
What a great blessing that's going to be for you. I can't wait to hear the testimonies, how the Lord will use that in your home. I know it will be a great encouragement to you as well. Pastor Mark's going to come and share just a little bit more about that in a quick second, but we want to present a few folks to you this morning. And I'm going to call your name out, Pastor Mark and Pastor Ryan. Which one of you? You guys can alternate, praise the Lord, and who you're going to stand with. And I want to introduce a few folks to you. Christy Kay, Anthony Thompson are coming today to let you know. One, they had a specific prayer request, which are praying for you, Anthony, but they also want to make Flat Creek Baptist Church their church home. They've been saved, they've been baptized, and today they want to make Flat Creek Baptist Church their church home. If you agree with that today, church family, you give a big hearty amen. 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 Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then Wesley, Leanne, Micah, Carson Land, you all come up and stand next to Miss Christy Kay here just for a moment as we welcome you to back home. And we're so thankful for this family who's coming through transfer of letter as well. They've been saved. They've been baptized. And today they want you to know, church family, they want to make Flat Creek Baptist Church their church home. Do you agree with that? Would you just give a big shout of amen? Praise the Lord. A clap. Amen. All right. Good, 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 good. I am so grateful for that. Courtney Morgan, you come on up here and stand as well. You're coming home as well. And we praise the Lord for that through transfer letter. She's been saved. She's been baptized. And she wants you to know that she wants Flat Creek Baptist Church to be her church home. If you agree with that today, church, would you give a clap of praise? And then David Stapp. And you guys come forward both there. And Haley Stapp, we are coming today to let you both, let everybody know that they want to make Flat Creek Baptist Church their church home as well, coming from a sister church here in the area. They've been saved. They've been baptized. And if you agree with that this morning, would you give the Lord a clap of praise as well? We are so thankful that you've decided to make Flat Creek your home. We're going to minister to you. We're going to love you. We're going to encourage you. Aren't we church family? And we're going to do that in just a moment. People are going to come by, shake your hands, hug your neck. But before we do that, Pastor Mark's going to share a little bit about Right Now Media. You all don't leave yet, all right? You stay right there. Pastor Mark's going to share. He's going to close us in prayer. And then you come by, you shake their hand, you hug their neck, and then you come back at 6:30 to hear Pastor Mike Stone. All right, Brother Mark.
Pastor Josh is going to be at the Welcome Center. Those of you that are guests, if you want to meet him, stop by there and speak to him. They will be back there at our Welcome Center. Let me just tell you that you should have already received an email from Right Now Media. Some of you may have seen it and said, I don't know what this is. It looks like spam to me, and deleted it. Or maybe you didn't see it at all because it's in your spam. Trust me, check your spam email because some yesterday it was there. It is a free gift from us to you. And don't worry, if you did not get an email, you will be. If we don't have your email, we'll be getting that from you. It's a resource that we're going to be using in discipleship. It's a resource you can use at home. And the neatest thing about it is you can actually give access to it to your neighbors. So if you know a neighbor that's going through something and you think one of these studies, they could walk through it in their home, you can give it to them as a free gift from you to them. It's going to be a really neat thing that we'll be developing over the year using it. You'll be hearing a lot about it. We'll be doing some more informational things about it. We won't go through all that now. But look in your email for an email from us by Right Now Media. Go ahead and click on it, sign up, set up your account. You'll have access to all these video Bible studies and the children's resources too. It's a really neat thing for you to use in your home to help walk your family to forward spiritually and to give to others. So what am I looking at back there? Oh, yeah, Johnny W. Okay, I don't mean to forget. Johnny W. tickets are available right at there. Brian and Jordan have the Johnny W. tickets ready to sell when you walk out of here, so don't forget that. Men, again, that's a great date night, so make sure you sign up. Let's all stand together. Let me pray with you this morning. We'll be talking to you more about Right Now Media, and I'll help you. You can always call me if you need some help with that during the week. I'm here. Call me, and I'll walk you through that if you need help. Let's pray. Remember tonight, 5 o'clock, our Bible study start tonight, and then at 6:30 tonight, our preaching conference begins with Brother Mike Stone. So invite somebody and come back tonight. Father, thank you so much for these folks that have come this morning investing their lives here at Flat Creek. Thank you, Father, for the great things you're doing. Thank you for lives being changed. Father, I pray that as we walk into this week, tomorrow night, as we deliver donuts to the fire stations, people that are serving in this community, that God, you would get the glory. I pray, Father, that you would get the glory through all these things we're doing, Father, in this coming month, that we would just be showing Jesus to people around us. Go with us and help us today, Lord, to tell somebody about you. We ask it all in Jesus' powerful name. Amen. Come by and greet these new members this morning.